N5LX, N5LX, N50.
It's net time. 115 all star nodes are connected. Good evening and welcome to the Absolute TechNet. We meet here each Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and our net lasts up to 2 hours. All connection information is available on our website at absolutetech.org. The Absolute TechNet covers a broad spectrum of technology. All tech-related topics are open for discussion. If you're excited about something tech-related, bring it on. We want to hear about it. If you have a question about a project you're working on, feel free to ask the net. For those of you who just want to listen and don't have any tech comments or questions, we want to know that you're out there too. And we ask that when you check in, please state your call sign followed by check-in only, no tech comments. This will keep the net moving forward and focused on tech. Transmissions should be fairly brief. But if brief is not possible, use our Absolute Tech Facebook group to take your conversation further. We want to hear everything you have to say, so please remember that there is a 3-minute timer on most of the nodes and repeaters carrying this net. Also, try to leave a gap between the end of the last transmission and the beginning of yours. And please key your radio for a second or two before speaking so we can hear all of your transmission. We use NetLogger for this net, which is a great way to see the list of check-ins and to communicate with others via the AIM window. However, please be aware that we take voice check-ins only on this net. Now, let's get started with this edition of the Absolute TechNet. Please stand by for tonight's net controller.
Good evening, everyone. This is Scott, N7FGP in Jamestown, New York. I will be your net host for tonight's Absolute TechNet. Tonight's topic is going to be carrier grade, or CGNAT, and how to get around it. We're going to get to that in just a little bit, but first of all, let's do a couple of rounds of in-and-out check-ins. So in and out only at this time, and when giving your call sign, please give it twice, slowly and phonetically. We also ask that you pause at least 4 seconds between every transmission to give all link systems time to reset. And to avoid pileups, make sure that you maybe key up the radio, let off on the key, and make sure nobody's talking before you start to throw your call sign out there. So if you wish to check in, full call sign twice, slowly and phonetically, call now.
Hello, November 7, Victor Echo Charlie.
Hello, Echo 9.
November 7,
Delta,
Victor Echo Charlie. Scott, come on, please come in and out.
No tech questions. This is Tim in Indianapolis. Back next control.
This is Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha. Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha, in and out.
VE3FBX, Victor Echo 3, Foxtrot, Bravo X-ray, in and out, no tech comments.
November 5, America, Quebec, Mexico,
control.
N5, AQM, no
Kilo,
tech questions or
Echo,
comments.
Echo, 9,
Alpha,
Echo,
Alpha,
Echo,
Alpha.
Echo, K-E, 9, E-E-E, Jim, in Fishers, Indiana, in and out, no tech questions.
Victor Alpha 3,
Kilo Echo 9, Bravo X-ray Papa.
Kilo
Echo 9, Bravo X-ray Papa. Up here in Monticello, Indiana. First person who is ahead. I'm out. No tech questions, but I'm listening.
Kilo November 7, Victor Echo Charlie. Kilo November 7, Victor Echo Charlie.
Delta Alpha. Check in and out, in and out.
Uh,
All right, let's hold it up there and kind of go back and see what happened in that crash. First of all, let's start at the bottom. We had a call sign that we didn't quite catch. It's 9BXP, something like that. So if your call sign is similar to that, please come back with your full call sign.
VE7FLZ.
All right, I heard a bunch of key-ups from FM38, it looks like, but didn't get that. So one more time for a 9 Bravo XP, something similar to that call sign. Give us your full call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. Call now. All right, all I got was key-ups there, so we're not really sure who that is. So let's go ahead and keep on going up the list. We have Caitlin, VA3KBY, good evening. We had another K6 call sign, and basically that's all we got there. So towards the end, if you threw out your call sign and it starts with the K6, come back with your full call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. Call now.
Net control, this is Kilo 6 Alpha Alpha November. Kilo 6 Alpha Alpha November.
All right, I got Kilo 6 Alpha Alpha November. Michael, thank you for checking in tonight. And the station trying to come in on the Canada hub was nothing but garbled gook. All right, let's try, the next on the list was James, KE9EEE. Thank you for checking in tonight. We had Michael, or Mike, N5AQM. Good evening, Mike. Yeah, Bentley, maybe that's Ben, VE3FBX, good evening. And Soundar, VU2MDA, good evening, or afternoon, or sometime. Timothy, KE9DVT, and then we had Scott, KN7VEC. That's what we got on that list. So if you didn't hear your name and you tried to check in, try again. So, in and out check-ins, give us your full call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. Go ahead and call now.
Net control, this is Kilo Bravo 7, Charlie Hotel Yankee. That's Kilo Bravo 7, Charlie Hotel Yankee. Jerry in Avon, Indiana, in and out.
Alpha Charlie 9, Hotel Papa, AC9HP, Avon, Indiana, in and out.
Net control, Alpha 5,
Mike, Randy, and Kenora.
Kilo 9, Papa, Alpha, Lima. Kilo 9, Papa, Alpha, Lima, Dylan Augusta, in and out.
Victor, Echo 3, Papa, Papa, Delta. Victor, Echo 3, Papa, Papa, Delta. Daniel, North York, checking on me.
Juliet, Ron from New York.
Victor Echo 6, November Golf Kilo. Victor Echo 6, November Golf Kilo. In and out. Thank you. Thank you.
Kilo Juliet 5, November Uniform Lima. Kilo Juliet 5, November Uniform Lima. In and out.
All right, let's go ahead and hold it up there. I'll read back who I've got. Let's see. There was a station, Ron, in New York. We don't have your call sign there. Can you give it to us one more time, please?
That was Kilo Juliet to Juliet. Kilo Juliet to Juliet on Echo Week.
All right, Kilo Juliet to Juliet. Okay, we got you there. All right, also we have Devin, KJ5NUL, good evening. Have Cam, VE6N. Daniel, VE3PTD. Have William, K9PAL. We had Roy check in. Good evening, Roy, KI7PKL. They had Randy, VE5RJM. We had Wayne, AC9HP, and Jerry, KB7CHY. All right, we're going to call for some more check-ins here in just a little bit, but let's go ahead and get started. First of all, my batteries on my mouse are dying, so I've got a remote that I might have to rob the batteries from because I didn't check it before I started the net. Huh. All right, well, let's see. Let's go ahead and get started here. Let me reset here for a minute. All right, so. Station, we're in a net here. Can you hold off your testing, please? Okay, let's try it again. First of all, when you have home internet service, you're generally given one public V4 IP address. And that IP address then goes to your router, and then your router sends it out with an internal IP address to all your devices. And that process is called network address translation. So it's taking a public IP address and making it into a private address where it can kind of hide behind your router and nobody can find it. And that's good in most cases, right? So what you can do with this setup is you can forward a port. So if you have a port, like AllStar requires port 4569 for an IAX inbound connection, you open up a port in your router, and that allows traffic to be going from your public IP address into your router, and then your router tells it which IP address on your local network has the port 4569 open. Let me break. So this works fine most of the time, but if we have the problem lies in the fact that there are a limited amount of version 4 IP addresses. So as more and more people have internet, we start to run out of addresses. Now, they have a version 6 that was supposed to alleviate this problem, but it really hasn't taken off too well yet, and most everything is still using version 4. So the ISPs, or service providers, started doing something called carrier-grade NAT, or CGNAT. And so with CGNAT, it works kind of like your ISP has gives you a shared public IP address, and that shared public IP address then goes through the carrier's NAT. So they have basically a router that sends off a private IP address to you and to your router. And so your router now gets the private IP address from the internet provider, and then that goes to your node. So the problem here is if you open up a port in your router, there's no way for a public IP address to find it. It just is lost because it's behind the carrier's NAT. So that's basically called double matting. And you no longer have control over the public IP address, so you can't just open a port. You're just basically behind two layers of network address translation. So again,